What is up, Ponyville? I am the one, the Pony Limitless 8, welcoming you once again to that Thursday night fugue state. That was the inimitable flow of Snow the Product with her producer DJ Pumbaa with their new single, What You Like. Yeah, and I'm about to show you what you like. Up next, we've got the Glitch Mobs with Our Demons.
Thank you.
the reason I play songs on Fugue State is so that they get into, like, my own personal canon. There is an ulterior motive here. And that personal canon is loaded with about 350 songs that I've played on this show so far since its inception, since Up Late became Fugue State. And eventually, all of them, in one form or another, get onto my iPod or phone or, you know, whatever the crap I feel like listening with at the time. So, yeah, that one's gonna get in eventually, you know, when I feel like, you know, reformatting my iPod again. Up next, we've got Mystery Skulls with Money. I can't even remember the name of the PMV guy who made a Phoenix Wright thing out of that. I've been in this fandom too damn long to remember what's what. I can scarcely remember my own name most days. But, you know, sometimes you get to put together these, you know, radio shows and whatnot. And some of the guys don't have this problem because they just got a crate of music in front of them. They're like, you were going to go with this. That sounds great. But man, sometimes I'm just looking at my own crates and it just feels like it's all been done. the Bare Naked Ladies with It's All Been Done. Yeah, like I said, nothing's really reaching out to me this week. I didn't really have a theme going. So I figured we'll drop some D&B, we'll drop some 90s alternative for the lulls. And we'll also try and clear out my sidecar a little bit. Sidecar is where, boy, I'd like to play this song on Fugue State, and it's just not fitting in. It goes in the sidecar. Up next, we've got It's Still Frozen with his remix of Dr. Wily's Stage 1 from Mega Man 2. Pretty cool remix, especially when you take into account the fact that that's pretty much the most covered and remixed video game song ever. I might be wrong. It might be something from Castlevania, but I imagine I'm pretty damn close. But there are plenty of other video game songs worth remixing, as evidenced here with Beat Drop with Catapult, his remix of Flying Battery Zones 1 and 2 from Sonic and Knuckles. Enjoy! We'll be right back. Yep, still think that's pretty much the best ever remix of Flying Battery in any form, even though it's almost unrecognizable underneath all of the crazy. But that being said, we've still got more music to get through. So up next, I've got Blues Traveler with Hook.
And
So evidently, Blues Traveler has an inimitable flow as well. Too bad that they only really got two hit singles before they kind of faded into obscurity, but man, that's the great thing about the 90s. Our one-hit wonders were badass, man. Except for Jimmy Ray, who we're still trying to figure out who is Jimmy Ray. I'm going to make it a little bit heavier at the moment. We're going to go with some Disturbed. This is Stricken. For people who use Virtual DJ to broadcast and buy songs off Amazon, sometimes Virtual DJ just doesn't like to pre-analyze the whole file, and you can't see the waveform until it's done. It's a little bit scary. You know, it wouldn't be Fugue State if I didn't have my crutches. What, am I not allowed my crutches? Either Groove Armada, Crystalline Method, or Pendulum. Here's Witchcraft.
It's in your eyes, a color fade.
Equestria, man. Kicked my ass six ways from Sunday. Up next, we've got... Oh, wow, I can't believe I actually haven't played this one on Fugue State so far. Super, super mainstream. It's kind of unusual for me. This is Bass Nectar with his remix of Ellie Goulding's Lights.
Overthrown, and I'm not sleeping now.
When the music gods finally sit down around their table and decide to canonize the saints of dubstep, I'm hoping that they choose that song. It deserves it. But, that being said, we've only got a couple more songs to click through, and one of them's 9 minutes long. So, here, at the moment, is Better Than Ezra with At the Stars.
Maybe I should drop you at your door. Leave tonight and vanish up the shore. Anywhere but here. It's 3 o'clock, we're driving in your car. You're screaming out the window at the stars. Please don't drive me home. Blame us cause we are who we are. Hate us cause you'll never get that far.
From, actually, those guys are from like all around the South, but they got their start playing at LSU, so they've always considered Baton Rouge to be home turf. So when I finally did get to see them, of course, it was right outside the gates of LSU at the Varsity. And their cab sounded like crap that night, so maybe next time I see them, hopefully there will be a next time I see them, they'll have better sounding equipment. Now, that being said, there's been a bug on my back that I've been itching to swat for a couple of months now, and I'm about to play that particular bug so I can just get it the hell out of the way. So hopefully this doesn't scare y'all off. But even if it does, coming up in about 12 minutes at the top of the hour, we've got Ludi Von Beats, a.k.a. Killscreen, and he said he's going to be dropping some sick breaks for y'all tonight, so I encourage y'all to stay tuned for that. And after him, we've got Linkyo with the Permalink, and tonight he's dropping Melbourne Bounce, so hey, I'm tuned in for the rest of the night. What about y'all? Don't be the duck. Stay tuned to Ponyville FM. Finally for me, though, we've got Buckethead with Soothsayer, dedicated to, she must have been one hell of a dame, Aunt Susie. I'm going to catch y'all later. Stay tuned and keep it locked here on Ponyville FM. Later, y'all. listening to Ponyville FM, first in Pony Radio.